This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Now, if you've ever been to the Seychelles, the Maldives or Mauritius, you will know that the collection of islands off the coast of Africa in the Indian Ocean have an extraordinary range of wonderful cuisines influenced by France, Africa, China and India. And Selina Periampie has brought them all together in a book called The Island Kitchen, Recipes from Mauritius and the Indian Ocean. And today she will cook Maldivian tuna curry. Selina.
Hello.
The smell already
I haven't started cooking yet.
It smells gorgeous.
Thank you.
What do we put into the tuna curry?
So,
tuna, obviously.
Yeah, tuna, obviously. Lots of coconut milk, because coconut's very popular over in the Maldives. We've got some chilli, we've got some curry leaves in there, garlic and ginger, and then we've got spices of fennel, black pepper, turmeric, cinnamon. So very fragrant.
So what have you done so far?
Well, I'm cooking at the moment. So I've got the onions. We've got the onions going into a pan with some coconut oil. So in the Maldives, they use a lot of coconut oil. Coconuts everywhere, trees. So it's like in the dessert, it's in the food. So we use coconut oil as a base with the onions, and then garlic and ginger in there as well. I've chopped up some curry leaves and some green chilli as well.
You were born and raised in London to Mauritian parents.
Yeah.
How did they come to be here?
I think my mum and dad moved over in the 70s. Like a lot of my other family as well, I think just to better work opportunities, and they started a life over here. And then had me and my sister. So we kind of grew up in London, but we would always go back to Mauritius every year on our summer holiday, because we've got loads of cousins and family still over there.
So what did you learn about Mauritian cuisine from your parents?
Oh, everything. Like, I used to be poised over in my mum in the kitchen when I was little, and she used to make these amazing sweet potato cakes filled with coconut and sugar, or like warm puris filled with sugar inside. And I can still just think about them right now and just remember the times when she used to make that. And I think that kind of inspired me into food later on in life, just watching my mum cook.
So why did you choose, when you have a Mauritian background, to choose a Maldivian curry to cook today?
Well, today, because I travelled around Maldives, Seychelles, these islands, after I'd learnt so much about Mauritian cuisine, but I wanted to see the similarities, the differences on the islands. And this is one dish that I love cooking at home, and it's quite simple, very homely, and lots of people love to eat it, really easy to make. So I just wanted to share that with you today.
Now, the Maldives are, if I get my geography right here, closer to India than the other islands, which are very close to the African coast. What's the main influence there as far as the cuisine is concerned?
With Maldives, I'd say like you've got the south of India, Sri Lanka. So even you can see through the food, they use a lot of chilies, a lot of coconut and tuna. So they eat like coconut three times a day, or tuna three times a day. Fresh seafood is abundant with like all this fresh seafood. So and the spice, you can really taste those flavours of spice from the South India influence. in the Maldives. So when I was over there, it has a kind of similar flavours.
Now, are you cooking the tuna in with the onions and the garlic?
No, so the tuna doesn't need long to cook. It'll need like about 3 minutes or so. It doesn't take long. So that will go into the sauce at the end. So I'm creating the sauce at the moment. So I've got the garlic, ginger and the onions all together. Can you smell the chilies and the curry leaves?
I can smell everything.
Great.
You're making me very hungry. Just sniffing away here.
So I'm going to add in the spices next. So I've done some ground spices. So we've got four spices that go into this. We've got turmeric for that beautiful yellow colour. We've got some ground fennel in there, ground fennel seeds. Some cumin as well in there. And some black pepper for that bit of heat, that peppery heat. And they're the four spices that we add in there. So
it's not going to be very, very spicy, is it?
It's, you know, surprisingly, it's not like blow your head off kind of spicy. It's
good.
Yeah, it's very like fragrant. And I think a lot of people, when they try it, it's quite a fragrant dish. But when you're in any of these islands, there will always be a hot, like a pot of chilies or green chilies or pickles on the table. It's such like an island tradition. On the island on the table, you'll have like pickles and chutneys, so you won't just have one dish but so many other dishes to share.
But you see, you can choose to eat those.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't necessarily choose to go for the very hot ones. What's the culinary history in Mauritius, which is obviously closer to Africa?
Yeah, I mean, you've got it's so diverse and it's such a melting pot of so you've got from the French and the British that came over to rule on Mauritius, and then they brought over, well, you have the Indians, Chinese, African people who used to come and work on the sugarcane fields, and with them they would bring their traditions, their cooking techniques, the spices, these ways of making certain dishes, and then they became localized onto the islands, and then the Mauritians kind of added a bit of spice here, added a bit of extra, you know, Creole kind of influence in there, and so you've got like Chinese dumplings that you can see on street corners in Mauritius, but you've got like samosas that are very Indian, or like biryanis and things, and dal puri, which is like one of the national dishes. So it's quite a mix.
Well, I suppose that applies across the island, because different people would have come there for different reasons and brought their own culinary history.
Yeah, I mean, you've even got French as well. You'll find a lot of like really fragrant, light French stews, things cooked with like fresh tomatoes and thyme and parsley, which you wouldn't quite expect to see in Mauritius, but you do find them, people cooking these in their homes.
Now, we know Madagascar is very famous for its vanilla.
Mm.
Oh, how important is vanilla in the cuisine there?
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, there's so much vanilla there, and they use it a lot of, I mean, sometimes they even add it to savoury dishes. So I've had it with like with fish or like chicken before. It's very, you know, add quite a little bit of it because it's quite overpowering. But it's something I wasn't familiar with adding it into, you know, I'd think vanilla in desserts. But yeah, and it's nothing like the vanilla that you find here. They're like three times the size, glossy brown, full of seeds, and so amazingly fragrant. That it's this amazing flavour.
I mean, you do get it sometimes here in yogurts and things, which are flavoured with Madagascan vanilla.
Vanilla, yeah.
But I know ingredients such as breadfruit and cassava feature in a lot of your recipes. How easy is it to get the ingredients that are needed to cook the recipes that you've put together?
Well, in my mind, I try to make it as easy as possible and more accessible for people to make this food at home. I mean, I grew up here in London, so it was everywhere I had access to. So what would you find in local supermarkets? Maybe an Asian supermarket, you might find these spices. So it's not too tricky to find the ingredients that I've included in the book. I mean, you do cassava and breadfruit, you can still find them in Chinese or Asian supermarkets if you have a look. So they are, you know, and it's introducing people to these kind of flavours of the Indian Ocean.
So where are you with the cooking of the curry?
I've put in a very large cinnamon stick because we love cinnamon. You know, they will have them in the back gardens and on the islands, and we'll just literally break off a bit of the bark or curry leaves and just add them into like the food. So I've added in like a cinnamon stick in there, and I've added in the coconut milk as well. So believe it or not, this is kind of near towards the end of the dish.
It's very quick
It's very quick to do. It's really, really quick to do. So I've just made the base and the sauce. And then at this point, I would add in my tuna steak and then let that simmer for about 3-4 minutes. And
yeah, make sure that's cooked, because I'm hoping to taste it. And I do prefer tuna cooked through. Sometimes I eat it raw, but cooked through in a curry would be really good. I'm going to taste it during the cereal, and then we'll talk about what it is like when we come to the end of the cereal. So you carry on cooking the tuna. Selina Penny and Pia, and I look forward to, I suppose, an early lunch. Thank you. Now, Selina Perriampier has placed in front of me the most delicious curry I think I've ever tasted. The sauce is really quite a bright yellow, lots of little green herby bits in it, perfectly cooked tuna. But what's interesting about it, Selina, is it's got a slightly sharp flavour to it and a slightly sweet flavour at the same time. How does that come about?
We've got the sweetness from that coconut milk, and then I've added a zing of lime in there to finish it off, so it kind of balances it out a bit. And then you've got the underlying chilli heat and all these like wonderful flavours of the spices. So
it's delicious and so quick to cook.
Yes, yeah, so really quick to cook, isn't
it? Took no time at all. Selina Perriampier, thank you very much. The book called The Island Kitchen, Recipes from Mauritius and the Indian Ocean. Well, thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.